And today we're going to talk about how you'll find purpose in opening unexpected gifts. Now, wasn't that hilarious? Have you ever done that, parents, to your kids? Has that ever happened to you before? It happened to me one year in Christmas where my dad gave us all presents, and I was so excited because my brother opened up this cool remote control red Lamborghini, remote control car. I was like, wow, he got a red Lamborghini. What am I going to get? And, you know, I opened up my present, and I opened it up from under the tree, and it was a boat. But it wasn't a speedboat. It was a tugboat. You know, tugboats, they go like. And I went from, like, one of those kids so happy to, like, so disappointed. And I'm 40 in my 40s still talking about the tugboat I got for Christmas. God loves giving us gifts. And sometimes they come in the most unexpected ways. And when you open them and unwrap them, you're going to find so much joy and purpose in the things that come from above. We're in a series called Welcome to the New. And I don't know about you, I love Amazon. I love whenever we get things that come to your house and you open up, there's all these gifts, there's presents, there's something your wife ordered, amen? How many of you guys out there? You know, they got special treats and things that they have, and you pull it out. But God loves giving good gifts. In Matthew 7:11, it says, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask them? Amen? How much more? I mean, we know how to give good gifts, but how much more will your heavenly Father who loves you, who made you, who gave his life for you, he created this whole world and he put you in it, he gave you beef to eat and ice cream to drink, you know, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts? God gives his best gifts to you. And every gift he gives has a purpose behind it. And he has a purpose for you today. And today we're going to unlock, we're going to unwrap, we're going to open up the gifts that he gives to you today. Amen. Now, one of those gifts is the gift of grace. And the second gift is the gift of the church. Today, I want to talk to you about just those first two gifts. God has many gifts that he gives. And throughout the month, I want to let you know, I was at a movie theater one time and I saw this movie called Lord of the Rings. Have you ever heard of Lord of the Rings? You ever seen trilogies before? You know, I remember I was in Oklahoma. Everyone say Oklahoma. And there's a guy with a cowboy hat, and I think it was the first installment of a trilogy, and we were watching it and it ended, and this guy next to me was like, and that's it? That's all? And in my head, I'm like, bro, it's a trilogy. You know, what happens here on Sunday, we're in a series called Welcome to the New, and every week builds on itself. It's kind of like Lego blocks. Every week, what we talk about leads to the next thing the next week. So when you come here, what we talk about today is actually building to what we're going to talk about next week. It's more than a trilogy. It's kind of like a Netflix series that never ends. We got never-ending content and episodes that are coming about Welcome to the New, about the church, about your purpose, about the gifts that God has given you. But today I want to focus on two, the gift God gives and the church that he's given for you. Now, growing up, I worked with my stepdad. My stepdad, God bless him, he's a great guy, loved him to death, but two things he did to me that have scarred me for life that I want to share with you. Number one is I worked with him as a painter. He was a painter. I don't know if you love painting. I hate painting. I absolutely hate painting because I grew up at the age of 15, 16, outside 8 hours a day. It's the loneliest. It's the worst job. It makes you want to go to college. It wants you to do something with your life. It convinces you, especially when you're out in the hot Oklahoma sun. And while you're putting paint on the wall, it starts smoldering. And you get a lot of time to talk to yourself and think, I don't ever want to do this the rest of my life. The prep work, the taping, all that, the spraying, the cleaning of, oh my, Mayo Dales, it's crazy. No, don't, you don't want to be a painter. I mean, God bless you, painters. I love you, but I will hire you, and I'll pay you any amount to come to my house. Well, he hired me, and he would always change my wage. Oh, you're at $15 an hour. And then it's all of a sudden, no, it's only at $8. What? It's my stepdad. What? You said I was make 15. No, now it's 8. What? How are you going to change? How are you going to change your mind like that? Are you? How many of you know I had some, I feel, I still got to forgive him right now in my life. I'm still learning forgiveness and trying to get over it. That's one thing he did. The second thing he did is one of my first cars he gave me, we went out and bought this 1950 Plymouth, 3 in the tree, purple, white carpet. I mean, we put purple and white carpet. It didn't look like that at first. It was a whole restoration thing. It was unbelievable. We put 5 coats of clear coat paint, and we had white carpet, which you should never put white carpet in a car unless you have a Rolls Royce. But this was a 1950 Plymouth. It had a horn that was like it was a real horn. You know, you get these fake horns in cars today. It was like a train horn. And it was awesome. I loved it. I was like, this is my first car. Well, you know what he decides to do after we spend all this time and fix it? He sells it. He took back, it was like he bought me this gift. He gives me this gift. What the purpose? I get to go to school. I'm the cool guy. I have the dice hanging from I got the white dice, baby. It was amazing. And then he took it back. He changed his mind. I want to tell you today, God never changes his mind about you. He never takes back his gifts, his callings. His purpose for you is infinite. It's forever. No matter what you did or no matter what you have done, it's never too late to make things right with God. It's never too late to pick back, go back to the destiny and the calling that God has for you. The Bible says his gifts and his calling is irrevocable. Irrevocable. Amen. In Romans. His gifts that he gives. When God gives you a gift, he don't take it back. He don't change your wage one day and say, you know what? Ah, brother, I'm selling your car now. I'm glad I wanted to bless you and give you this dream and this calling, and then now I'm going to just take it back. No, the Bible says it's irrevocable. Irrevocable means it can't be reversed. It will not be changed. It's final. It is final. If God called you to the ministry, that's it. It's done. Now you just got to get in line with it. God's given you a gift. You got to use it. Today, you got to activate it. Today, you need to start taking steps of faith and walking out and unwrapping the gifts that God has given to each and every one of you. Every one of you have a gift from God. Every one of you have a grace that is from heaven that only he provided. And he never will change his mind. There's no sin, there's no height, no depth, there's no principality, there is no devil in hell that can stop the gifts and callings he has for you. Do you believe that? In Malachi 3, it says, I am God, and I don't change. I love the King James. It says, I change not. You know what I'm saying? I am the Lord, and I do not change. He don't change his mind. He ain't taking nothing back. He's waiting. Come on, child. I bless you with every spiritual blessing in Christ. You're blessed. How many of you read the book of Ephesians with me this last week? I know none of you did. That's okay. But that was the first chapter. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. God has many gifts that he wants to give to you. Welcome to the new. This is a new life, a new beginning, a new start, a new destiny that God has given you. He's taken you from darkness and he's brought you into light. You might have thought you got born and brought to this earth as an accident, but God had a purpose and a very reason that you need to unwrap today and surrender to today, because he's got things that he's called you to do. And he hasn't changed his mind about you. Amen. He don't change. I love what James chapter 1 says. Chapter 2, every good and perfect gift is from above. Right? Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from our heavenly Father. And he does not change in the shifting, like the shifting of shadows. You see shadows, they change. You see a tree, and as the sun goes by, the shadow changes. But God has no shadow. He has no change. He does not change. But every good gift comes from heaven. And he is constantly giving gifts to you. He loves you. He loves blessing you. He's got good plans for you to prosper you and not to harm you. You are gifted and you are called for such a time as this to do great things for God. Greater things than even he did, the Bible says. I don't know how that works, but that's what it says. And he don't change his mind. Oh, you messed up. Oh, you've been walking away. Maybe today was the first day back into his house. Hey, he's got a message for you. He hadn't forgotten about you. He hasn't turned his back on you. He is waiting for you to come back because he's got a plan, a good plan. He's a good father, and he's got good gifts for you. It's time to open them up, amen, and receive them. What kind of gifts does God give? The gift of grace, number one. The gift. I love it when it says in Ephesians 2, the gift of grace. God gives you the gift of grace. For by grace, everyone say grace. For by grace you have been saved through faith. What is faith? Faith is what you believe. That's where faith comes. When you hear that Jesus came out of heaven to earth, and he came and was born in a virgin birth, and then he grew up, and then he was the Son of God, and healings and miracles, and he raised people from the dead, and he made the blind see and the deaf hear, right? And then he gave his life on a cross, willingly laid it down. He became the Word made flesh for you and for me. Behold, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, came to take away the sins of the world. And he said, all have sinned, me and you included, right? All of us had missed the mark, and we needed to be reconnected back to Jesus. That's what he's done. And when you hear that, faith comes. You're saved by grace. God's unmerited favor made perfect in your weakness. Grace. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it, but God gives it to you as a gift. Amen. He's the gift giver. He's the one who came up with the idea. The gift of grace. He gives you grace. Amen. For we, or I'd like to say for you, verse 10, are God's workmanship. Or other versions say, you are his masterpiece. You are the Picasso. He was Picasso. He was Michelangelo when he put you and laid you out into this world, and he painted you, and he designed you, and he put you and wired you, and he built you. However you like, you are God's masterpiece, and he created you to do good things that he prepared in advance for you to do. Things that today you need to start walking out. Today, you need to unwrap the gifts of God. The gift of grace is for you today. No longer does it need to stay in a box. Today, it's time to unwrap your purpose and receive his grace. Saved by grace. He's got a plan. It's perfect. It's time to start walking. It's time to start moving. It's time to start dreaming again. Amen. Amen. Serve God with your gifts that he's given you. It will thrill your heart when you start. When you start serving God and his kingdom, it'll be the thrill of your soul to see what he's put in you in action. Faith is action. You got to act. You got to take what he's already put in your mind and your heart, and you got to start doing it. You got to start being a part of this family. You got to start exercising, amen, your faith. Amen. Because he don't change his mind about you. Right? He gives you grace. Amen. Zechariah 4:10 says, don't despise small beginnings, but the Lord rejoices in seeing the work. Start. I don't care how small it is. Take a little step today. Amen. It's time to grow. It's time to unwrap the gift of grace. I love what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:16. It says, you are God's temple. Amen. That God's Spirit lives in you. The scripture declares that we are members of the house of God. Every one of you, when you say yes to Jesus, you're born again and a new spirit is put on the inside of you. And now you are a part of the family. Welcome to the new. You're a part of a heavenly kingdom. You are a part of God's family. You are no longer an orphan or on your own. You're a king's kid, the nobility of God. Amen. God is in you. His temple is in you. And he's graced you with gifts. He saved you because you're his masterpiece. And he's got work for you to do that he's prepared in advance before you even thought that he would do that for you. He already prepared it in advance. Now it's time to advance today. It's time. Today is your day. Now is your time. What are we waiting for? It's time to unwrap the gift of grace. Do you believe that? This message is for you. These gifts are for you. He gives the gift of grace. He also gives the gift, these gifts for you, found in Ephesians chapter 4. I love this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, but grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led hosts of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean? But he also descended into the lower regions of the earth. Jesus, who descended, is the one who also ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. I love that. He came from heaven. He came to earth. He was buried in a tomb. But when he came back from the grave, he gave gifts to men. And he's giving gifts to you today. And this is a gift, some gifts that he's given for you. Look at this in verse 11. It says, and he gave apostles. He gave prophets. So we have an apostle here. His name is Alberto Delgado. We had some prophet today in the other services. We also says he gave evangelists, people called to go into all the world and preach the good news that Jesus loves them and compels them to come into the family of God. Evangelists and shepherds and teachers, pastors and teachers, gifts for you to do what? To equip the saints. God wants to equip you. He don't just save you. He don't just give you his grace and then just leave you on your own and says, forget, figure it out. When I went and played basketball, I had a coach all stages of my life. He showed me how to run the plays. He showed me what the right fundamentals were, showed me what to do, what not to do. That's what God did. Hey, you got a gift. It's for you. Unwrap it. Open it. And now I want to equip you with other gifts. People that love you, people that believe in you, people that want to see everything that God's called you to do and help you do it. Equip the saints. Who's the saints? You. Saints, called out ones, you. New creatures in Christ, you. Equipping you for what? The work of to come to church and sit and listen to Pastor Eric talk. That's what we're here for. To have a big room full of people that just receive the word of God only. That's not what it says. It says we're here to equip you for the work of the ministry. You know how do you spell ministry? W-O-R-K. That's what ministry is. Work. Man, we had an amazing women's brunch yesterday. You know how much work it was? Woo! We moved couches and things. You, Lisa, come on. And Vanessa and the team and everybody behind the scenes. Come on. Work, work, work. Oh, you mean, I thought it was just like you could just arrive. This is what the ministry is. No. This is 0.001% of the ministry is this. The work is out here. You know how much work it took to do a rooted retreat that you saw? If you would hear the testimonies, it was worth the work. You see kids, you hear the testimonies of kids. I got to hear the testimonies of those kids in those videos and what they said, that they felt the hand of God, that they saw angels in the room. Unbelievable, incredible, incredible work. You got to see some of those, you know, you got to see Josue and Crystal, who's the director of, and we have people that are running preteens and youth that were on the stage here today. Work. It's work, man. That's what we are. You've been giving the gifts to equip you to do the work. We got work to do, man. There's a world out there that's lost, that needs Jesus. I met with a couple the other day. They told me when they walked in, they felt the presence of God in this place during the music like they never felt before. But you know why that happened? Because people put in the work. They learned the songs. They came ready. They were prepared. So when it was time to sing, right, that takes a lot of work. They practice during the week. They practice on their own. Practice, practice, practice. Why? So when people come in here, God moves. Work. They took their kids to kids' church, and their kids came out, and he said, I love this place. I want to come back. You know why that happened? A lot of work. A lot of people, a whole team that's over there building curriculum, planning, thinking, scheduling, moving chairs, buying food outside during the week, getting plans ready, figuring out what songs they want to hear. So when the kid goes home, he's looking it up on YouTube and listening to it. Work. Who did that? The church. The people. Amen. That's what we do. Man, it's work, man. If you come here not to work, then you're in the wrong place. That's not what the kingdom's about. It's work. The Bible says we're co-laborers with Christ. Christ walked around doing work. We are the army, and every one of you are part of the structure. You're a part of the family. You're all a part of the household of God. Every one of you give an energy and have a supply. Every one of you have a gift and a talent. Every one of you is needed. Every one of you has a place. Every one of you are a gift. And the church, this house, is a place that you use and unwrap and take out the gifts that God has given you. Welcome to a new life. A fulfilling life. And the reason that you're walking around depressed and full of anxiousness and you have no purpose in your life, because the very purpose that God has for you is right here. That's it. And you think because you conserve your energy and you just say, I'm not going to be committed and I don't want to be a part of, you can't do that. If you're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ and you're a new creature in Christ and you're part of this family and now you don't use the gifts that God put in you for the kingdom of God, now you're miserable. You want to know why you're upset and depressed and full of anxiousness and got no friends? Because all your friends are in this room, but you refuse to get involved. Welcome to the new. God wants to change your life today. Today could be a life-changing moment in this room. Can you imagine if everyone in this room said, I'm part of the family of God, and I'm going to be used for the kingdom of glory. There'll never be another tired minister or a tired pastor or a tired team or a group of people saying, I'm the only one that's here. No, we have hundreds of people here. We're one body, one family, and you're a gift. People need you. I don't care if you're old, red, yellow, black, white, tall, skinny. Every one of you connect with people and have a gift that needs to be used. Every one of you. People will connect with you and not me. It's okay. We're one body that has many members. We got hands and we got toes and we got every. You got eyes and ears and you got heart. That's what we got in this room. God gave the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers to equip you, help you, train you, show you, hey, this is what we need to do, but not for them to do it all. No, it's we all do the work together. Amen. Everyone is a gift, and every one of you is needed, and everyone in here has a place. Oh, I'm older. Oh, I'm Latino. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. No, we need you. We're Miami. We got every culture and every ethnicity in the whole world is right here. You speak Spanglish? You speak Portuguese? I don't care what you do. What do you speak? We need you.
You cook good Cuban food? I need you. You cook good Chinese food? I need you. You cook Italian food like my husband? I need you. We need you. We need you. Everyone is needed. Everyone is a gift. You are a gift from heaven. He's given you gifts that he has given. Use them today. Stop holding back and stop trying to protect yourself and, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could. No, step over and surrender to God's word and your life will change forever. Stop fighting what you already know you should have already done a long time ago. Join his kingdom. Be saved today and go all in. Go all in his church. When you say tithe, tithe. You know why Scott shared that message? It's because when he didn't even know who Jesus was, and he had a pack of cigarettes in his shoulder, and he had a black Sabbath t-shirt, and he gave his tenth to God when he was 18, 16, 17 years old, he saw God's word is true, and he has never stopped tithing since because it's been proven in his life. God's no respecter of persons. He is not his favorite son. He just decided to believe. Believe and act on what God says. Everyone is needed. 1 Corinthians, I love this. Everybody here? I hope you're here. 1 Corinthians chapter. Let me flip. Verse 12. Chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. It says this. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There's a variety. And there are variety of service. A variety. But the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. Everyone is a gift. Everyone has something to give. Look at 1 Corinthians. Just flip the page if you're in a page or just look on the screen. Chapter 12, verse 21 through 22. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head, I'm the head. Can't say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Indispensable. Everyone is needed. Everyone is a gift. You're a gift. If you got a voice, you need to sing. What has God blessed you with? Do you have a voice? It's time to sing. What does God bless you with? The ability to organize? It's time to use that gift. What are you doing with it? It's time to, we need your help. The church needs organization, people. Not just visionary people, not just dreamer people. No, we need all the gifts. Amen. As God bless you with the gift to be hospitable, we need you. You love people, we need you. You love to smile and say hello, we need you. Amen. What are you doing with that gift? Has he given you the ability to make money? Do you just use it to invest in yourself, or do you use it to invest in the kingdom of God? God wants you blessed. He wants you prosperous. He wants you to have way too much. Imagine, we all have so much, too much, then there is no need. Then every time some missionary calls for money, and every time someone wants to start a church, we don't just give them some money, we give them a lot of money. Because we got it. Because the church, you are blessed. What gift do you have that God wants you to use this morning? Amen. You have a gift. You have a calling. Amen. You have a gift. God wants to make everyone new. This is what the Bible says. Everyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone. Not just somebody, or not just those people. Everybody. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He has a new gift for you this morning. He wants to make you new. 1 Samuel 10:6 says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will be changed into a different person. God has a grace that he wants to give to you today. Today it's time to unwrap and open and receive that gift of grace. He's got a purpose and a plan. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Chris, you guys can come. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. Listen to this. Therefore, if anyone, I love, we got everyone and we got anyone. Is there anyone in this room? Anyone in this room? Anyone here today? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Welcome to the new. You know what? Today you got a decision to make. You're one decision away from your life changing forever. Today you have a choice to take and open up the gifts that God has given you and unwrap those gifts. The gift of grace today is here for you to receive. I want to ask everyone, just stand to your feet just for a moment. Just look up here for just a moment. New. Welcome to the new. It's a new day. It's a new start. It's a new beginning for anyone and everyone that calls. Can be made new